Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Every neighborhood here in Chicago has a different vibe, right? You can feel it when you walk around. Some of them are more historic, some more modern architecture. A lot of workers' cottages in certain neighborhoods. You get the two flats, the three flats, the gray stones. And then you go to Pullman, and it's got this real, maybe quirky isn't the right word. I mean that in a nice way. It's just got a different vibe to it. If you've never been to Pullman, or maybe you've passed on through but want to learn more on our Best of the Midwest today, we're going down to Pullman. Our historic Pullman house tour is happening the 11th and 12th, so that's next weekend. And here to chat about it is the spokesperson, Alfonso Quiros. Alfonso, welcome to WGN.
John, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Did I describe that in an okay way? Pullman's got a vibe, doesn't it?
You were perfect. It certainly does have a vibe, and it certainly is a little bit like going back into time. And people definitely can experience that when they attend the historic Pullman House Tour, which, as you said, is going to be Sunday, October 11th and 12th. They can get their tickets at pullmanil.org and make their plans to come on down.
I know you lived in Pullman for a long time. Your parents still live in Pullman, too, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, yes. My family first moved to Pullman in 1906, and every generation has worked building Pullman railroad cars since then until the 80s. So we're really proud of that. Tens of thousands of men and women worked in the Pullman area and worked for the company and lived in the town. And now there are two left, my dad and my uncle. So it's a bit of a family affair.
Whoa, only two left, really?
Yes, there's two former Pullman employees that continue to live in the neighborhood that worked for the factory. And now there's only two, and it's my dad and my uncle, so we're pretty proud of them.
Oh, they should be part of the tour.
They are. They're very much they will be there. They'll be at the coffee shop greeting people on October 11th and 12th, so they're very much involved, and they're looking forward to seeing a whole bunch of people down there.
Can you tell us a little bit about that history, of course, of Pullman and the company, how that really did shape and define an entire neighborhood?
Yes, George Pullman was an industrialist who created luxury sleeping cars, which were trains in the 1880s. And he built an entire town on the south side of Chicago, which at that point was pretty much prairie and swamps. And he basically built a whole town all at once. He built a factory, and then across from 111th Street, he built townhouses or worker cottages for the many employees that he had there. What made it a little bit different is that he made the houses all a little bit different. So the executives were living in very large, ornate houses that were right near the factory. And as you got further away, they became smaller, and those were for the workers.
And you don't see this often in Chicago. There's sometimes where they're almost like row houses, where they share borders with other homes one in a row. And you don't really see that in Chicago anywhere else.
Yeah, no, it definitely has a different feel to it, and the row houses definitely lend to that feeling. It's a fantastic neighborhood. There's a lot going on over there. There's a lot of new development that's going on. But we are really proud of the historic Pullman House Tour. This is actually, there's many house tours all around the country. This is the only house tour that's in a national park. And we have, of course, have been named a national park, a historic national park, a couple of years ago. And we are just really proud of this. This is our biggest fundraiser. And the reason really why this is important is that we sell tickets for people to come inside to see these houses. And the proceeds go to help with grants for homeowners to restore their homes. So not only will people go and enjoy seeing inside these private homes, but they're also helping with the restoration efforts.
Right, and restoring them, I imagine, in a way that keeps the historic nature and charm of the house.
That's right. That's right. You can't change the exterior of the homes. They can definitely do something on the interior what they want. But what this does is that this preserves money to give to homeowners so that they can continue to make restorations on homes. You know, even a new home can be, quite costly to maintain. So you can imagine sometimes with these historic homes, you have to jump through a few hoops. And what this money does, it really helps them sort of give them a leg up so that they can continue the restoration process on. And we're just very excited about our house tour on October 11th. And as I said, people could buy tickets at pullmanil.org. They could spend the whole day walking around the neighborhood. Be sure to bring comfortable shoes. There's plenty to do there. We're going to have food. People could stop at the Pullman Club coffee shop, which they can get a really great latte and some pastries there. They can head out on a tour. It's self-guided. So people will get a little booklet that they can keep that has a description of the home, a little map so they know exactly where to go. And along the ways, they'll be learning about Pullman workers, the people that lived there in the 1880s, and also meeting people that live there now.
We're talking with Alfonso Quiroz, spokesperson for the 52nd Annual Historic Pullman House Tour. I got to ask, since the National Historical Park designation, have a lot more people been, wandering around, visiting? I mean, have you guys noticed an uptick in the neighborhood of visibility?
Yes, we've absolutely have seen a big increase in people that are coming down, people that have read about us or that have heard about us or seen us on TV. Definitely, we have a presence on social media. They can follow us on, for the house tour. We are on X and Instagram and Facebook at Pullman House Tour. They can follow our updates and find out more information about the tours on October 11th and 12th. But yes, there's been a huge increase, not only in visitors coming down, but also people that are purchasing homes in the neighborhood because they've been to house tour, and a lot of new businesses that are coming to the area. And we really feel like this is not only a great way to show off our homes and the people, but we're really there for the long term. We really want to see a revitalization of the South Side. And when we have things like the Pullman Historic Pullman House Tour, that really helps us get to that next level.
Man, 52 years. I didn't know they were doing house tours back then.
Yeah, no, they started off a while ago. I mean, the neighborhood has been really known for its preservation efforts. And part of the reason why we started different things like this is because, a little bit more than 50 years ago, the city and a lot of organizers were considering tearing the whole neighborhood down to create an industrial park. Now, that sounds crazy, but we were very, very close to having this whole neighborhood disappear. And at that point, it was around 1960, the neighborhood residents got together, they had a meeting, and they fought these developers, and they preserved the neighborhood. So the neighborhood has been sort of this little area where the people that are there are all preservationists. They all help to try to tell the story about Pullman because they love it. They love the neighborhood, and they love living on the South Side.
I love that. Pullman's awesome. October 11th and 12th. I just want to make sure I got this because, just in case people are worried, I know it is a National Historical Park now. People might wonder, oh, no, is it not open because of the government shutdown? I don't know about the actual facilities, but the house tour is independent of all things like that, right?
That's right. The actual physical, if this is not resolved, the physical clock tower, people will not be able to go in there because that's run by the National Park Service. But all the grounds will still be open. The house tour is still running. They'll be able to get something to eat. They'll be able to tour the homes, go on the house tour, go for a cup of coffee. There are plenty, plenty, plenty of other things to do. And we really hope that we can get a bunch of people down there to really enjoy a wonderful afternoon.
And the website one more time?
People could purchase tickets at pullmanil.org.
And they're $21 if you buy them now. They're $27. There's discounts, though, for senior and military. But you save a couple bucks if you go to that website right now and buy those tickets, right?
That's right. That's right. And we hope to get many of your listeners out there and just enjoy a fantastic afternoon. And perhaps they'll meet my dad and my uncle and hear about the way that they used to build Pullman cars back in the day.
I love that. And there's a classic car show, too, on Sunday as well. So.
Yes, on the Sunday we have dozens of classic cars there. So if you want to go and you have somebody that wants to see some of these wonderful vehicles, they can go out there and see them. We have a bunch of different vehicles that are out there. Really makes it mixes it up a little bit, creates a different type of atmosphere. There's also a lot of food trucks that we're going to have out there. So there's going to be a lot going on next weekend. People can get their tickets at pullmanil.org.
Pullmanil.org. Alfonso Quiroz, I appreciate it. It's a great neighborhood. Have fun next weekend, okay?
Thanks, John.
That's our best of the Midwest.